Introduction. In every industry, there are companies that take off. They effortlessly hire talented people, attract loyal customers, create cool products, and make lots of money. These companies seem to stand out and scale up quickly with support from investors, partners, and the media. Sadly, most companies don't perform this way. Most entrepreneurs aren't building anything of value. They work hard, make sacrifices, struggle, dream, plan, and strive, but in the end, it doesn't pay off. When I first discovered entrepreneurship, I was a blind optimist and believed that most entrepreneurs were succeeding, earning big money, enjoying freedom, and making an impact. I knew there was work involved, but I couldn't understand why people wouldn't choose to be an entrepreneur. Success was a sure thing if you're ambitious, tenacious, and focused on adding value. Over the following 15 years, I had the chance to interview thousands of entrepreneurs, and I discovered that on the whole, they were hurting. Most were highly confident when they started out, smart, hardworking, dedicated as well. But their businesses were failing to provide real benefits. This game was beating them, and after several years, they weren't so self-assured. Statistically, you'll work harder and earn less as a self-employed person than you would in a salaried job. The very reasons people start businesses, to earn more, to work less, to have bigger impact in the world, are actually less likely to occur. Fortunately, I also had the chance to get close to a number of highly successful entrepreneurs who were living the dream. I flew on private jets with them, visited their palatial homes, spent time in their businesses, and relaxed with them on extended holiday breaks. It was this contrasting experience that first allowed me to discover the ideas contained in this book. I set out to codify the way for businesses to scale up, earn great money, stand the test of time, and to create fun places to work. The answer is 24 assets. There are 24 assets a business needs to develop, and this ecosystem of value produces scale, robustness, and enjoyment. An asset is anything that would still be valuable without you. Consider the traditional assets. Your home doesn't change in value when you walk out the door. Shares in a blue-chip company don't fall if the shareholder takes a holiday. Assets such as art, wine, and metals maintain value regardless of what their owners are doing. In your own business, it's hard to see the assets. You're so close to them that all you're likely to see is a whirling mess of tasks, systems, documents, websites, lists. One day you're making sales, then you're in a meeting about strategic partnerships, then you're brainstorming with a team member, and then you're presenting financials to the bank for an overdraft. It's hard to spot anything that's happening without you. This book is going to demystify assets. By the end, you'll know what's an asset and what's just work. You'll know how to create them and improve them. You'll know how to drive an important number, revenue per person. The higher it gets, the more quality assets you've built. You'll know that income follows assets. There are 24 assets your business must develop, and that the best assets to own in today's economy are soft or intangible assets, digital assets. We often hear about the entrepreneurs who sold their company for a life-changing sum of money, but rarely do we get the breakdown of the assets the business had in order to achieve such a lofty valuation. I'm going to help you to understand your business and your competitor's business with a far deeper insight to give you a framework for building and developing the 24 assets that matter in today's economy. If you follow this plan, you will watch your revenue per person improve and there will be more money flowing around you. You'll have a choice to take short-term win, paying out dividends and bonuses, or invest further research and asset development to stay ahead of the game. The world is going through massive transformation and it's speeding up. This book will cover several factors creating a tsunami of change in every industry. You'll have the chance to surf that wave, have an impact, change lives, and shape the future if you have a business that's positioned correctly. Conversely, I believe that if you fail to create 24 assets covered in this book, you will run a serious risk of being dumped by the wave and swept out to sea. Another business that fails due to disruption. If you follow the plan in this book and do the work to develop your ecosystem of assets, you'll be able to build either a lifestyle or a performance business. In the decades ahead, a boutique lifestyle business will give you the opportunity to travel, build a community, make a difference, and earn high income. A performance business will scale up, solve big and meaningful problems, generate millions in revenue, and create tens of millions or more in shareholder value. You can use the tools in this book to create whichever type of business you desire, but you must also add something special as well.